The Glass Box and the Switch Up of the Owners by Catherine. Ever since I was born, I've been living with humans. I always wished that I would be like them, but I knew that this would never happen. I was with an owner that didn't seem to give me any love, but then I went to someone else. Leaving was so emotional, and here's how it happened. I am made out of a very hard material. If I get wet in some parts, I change color in the parts that I get wet. I'm a holder, but nothing contains inside of me. I'm made by sticky things put on me, and then this sticky substance thingy sticks onto me for some reason. I know. I have to wash myself, but I can't resist this right now. This feels so weird. Then, the sticky things gets peeled off of me. I am a very expensive, hard box, and I can see through. I believe that I am not a very well-known object. I think I cost about $1,000, I think. I will never be forgotten, hopefully. My owner keeps me safe so that I don't fall and shatter. I want to be used more often. I feel forgotten in the inside. I feel that nothing will help me to make the people remember me. I'm an opening box. That looks like a present. I wish that I would have some color on me so that I don't look so plain, and that I could get attention at least once in my life, if I even have a life. Compare me to the weird-looking fellows, and I'm nothing. But then, something started walking to me, and long strips of skin covered me, and it was all alone, in the dark. I was shaking so hard, I think that there was a tornado or a hurricane outside. Was I never going to see these weird things ever again? Am I going to be homeless, like I was in Tiffany & Co.? I was finally able to see when we went outside. Oh no! What is that loud thing outside? Am I going into a torture chamber? What are they doing to me? Don't take me to the enormous white thing. Apparently, nobody was able to hear me because I got eaten by the loud, towering and moving object. But I was able to get out of the loud object that actually magically teleported to another place. I was taken to a new place and it didn't look bad, but I still felt queasy about moving to a new home. But then, a smaller moving thing took me into the house and I was feeling like I was going to throw up. However, I didn't have anything inside of me. I saw my old owner playing a game that I think was called Minecraft. Anyways, I saw a creepy-looking witch in the game. I just hope that this house didn't contain any of those creepy witches that I saw in the game. The moving thing took me up the stairs, and the moving thing was invited to enter the house. I was able to see another moving thing, but it obviously wasn't a witch that I saw in the game. I saw a not-so-tall moving thing, and I heard my old owner say something in a different language, and it sounded really weird. I think it was the way they greet each other, in a different language. After my owner took me into the house, I saw another moving thing that was the size of my owner. Why are there so many things in this world? I think it was her friend. Is that what it's called? Because I don't have any of them. And I can't imagine the two leaving, because I saw them hug. I was wondering if something was happening, because my owner was giving me to her friend. She was explaining about herself going to somewhere called Vietnam, and that it was a 24-hour plane ride. She was going to abandon me here. She said that the 24-hour plane ride was so far, and I thought that my old house and my new house was far away from each other. And she explained the price of me. She told the other moving thing that it was very special to her at her old home. I finally was confirmed that I was $1,000, and I finally knew that I was actually important. I was so touched, even though I don't have something inside of me. I wonder if anyone's going to open me again, although I love to be with Madeline. I figured out that it was a she, and that her name was Madeline. But I'm looking forward to being with her friend, Catherine. I wonder if I would be included in future trips, and that I won't be left out. Wait, what?! Madeline explained to Catherine that I was too heavy to go on the plane of Vietnam. What was she thinking, when I don't even eat? But then, I figured that glass breaks easily, which is what I'm made of, and Madeline said that I was made out of glass. She was worried that I was going to break and shatter in the suitcase, which was actually true. It all made sense now, but why did I have to go to Catherine's house in the first place? Doesn't Madeline have other friends? Or is she a loner that only has one friend? After this, I was introduced to this peculiar orange room that I think was Catherine's room. It has a massive bed with a green blanket, and I was on top of it. But then, they left me. Of course. They went out the door, and I heard them laugh, but then another moving thing, which I think is Catherine's sister? Mom? I think it was her mom. She took me, and I was taken to the room where we came from. She set me down on this tiny brown table thing, but not actually a table, maybe a stool, that was surrounded by beautiful and very cushiony-looking chairs. I was set down in the middle, and Catherine's mom went to another place and disappeared. A little while later, I saw the two girls come back up from somewhere, and I was very happy to see them. So then I meant to say hello to them, so then I tried saying hello. But then I remembered that they can't hear me, because I don't have a mouth, and so I can't speak. I don't even think I have a brain, because I have nothing inside of me. I wish that I was included in what all of the humans finally figured out, the name for the moving peach-colored thingies. I felt so left out, and that I was more socializing with others. They went and sat down at the table next to me. It wasn't really next to me, but whatever. Anyways, the girls decided to eat this red-looking thing, and it looked disgusting. I don't even know what it was, and they specifically said it was delicious. What were they thinking? As soon as they finished eating the disgusting-looking red thing, they came to me, and Madeline explained to Catherine that I was important. Wait, what? Again? I was actually important to Madeline for once. I thought I was garbage, and Madeline's family didn't want to keep me, so they decided to give me away. But I guess I was wrong. Although I knew this before, I didn't think it was true. I never knew that I was important, and I was still shocked an hour later about what Madeline said about me. I just wish that I could be part of the human life. I feel so left out in this world. I wish I had everything like what a human had. Nevertheless, I wish I could do what humans could do, but even more. But I knew that nothing close to this would ever happen, even in a trillion years. A few hours later, it was nice and quiet until a loud, loud sound disturbed Madeline and Catherine's conversation, and they screamed so loud that I thought my ears were going to pop out, although I don't think I have any ears. In came in a very tall person, which I think was Madeline's mom. My head got so confused. Are they leaving? Are they coming? Or what are they doing? Finally, Madeline and her mother left, and I was left alone. I was going to start yelling at them, saying that they forgot me, but two things. One, the humans can't hear me, and two, I remembered that Madeline and her mother was giving me to another family. When it got dark out, everyone got quiet, and again, I was there by myself. The end.